Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI, and every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio show of the Building and Realty Institute, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We thank you so very much for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the studios of WVOX in New Rochelle. And once again, many thanks for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The BRI is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industry. The BRI represents our members as well as the building, realty, and construction sector on a virtual 24/7 basis. If your business is involved in building, if your business is involved in realty, if your business is involved in construction, we are most definitely the trade association for you. And we are marking the 72nd anniversary of our formation throughout 2018, a fact we are very happy to acknowledge. On behalf of Albert Annunziata, our executive director, Maggie Collins, our director of membership, and of course, the BRI's Board of Trustees, once again, many thanks for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge. Our guest this morning is a well-known photographer and a well-known consultant to the Building and Realty Institute. She is none other than Barbara Hansen, the principal of Hansen Photographic Services, which, by the way, is based right here in the Queen City in New Rochelle. We are going to be reviewing the importance of the proper photography processes to businesses. Every business needs photos for the many, many places those photos have to be. And we have a veteran, an expert in terms of photography, Barbara Hansen. Barbara, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
You're very, very welcome. Barbara and I have worked together since the 1980s. She's probably going to kill me for saying that, but we've known each other quite a long time. She's a key member of our consulting staff at the BRI, and we are delighted to have her here with us this morning. Barbara, let's talk a little bit about Hansen Photographic Services. Again, the company is based right here in New Rochelle. What does your company offer to members of the business community?
Well, actually, it's been over 40 years, Jeff.
Really?
Yes, I do corporate photography and video. I shoot portraits, events, group shots, including whole departments with 100 people. And my work has been showcased in over 700 publications.
Wow. And it's been 40 years. Where does the time go, Barbara? I don't understand it. I simply don't understand it. Unbelievable. Barbara, businesses, small, medium-sized, large, those businesses must project the right image about their respective services. Photography is a big part of that. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Accordingly, whether you're using photography for your website, whether you're using photography for your social media site, you have to have the right photographic presence. Am I correct in that?
Yes, you are, Jeff.
Okay, because what businesses need to do is remember, when clients or prospective clients are looking at those photos, again, wherever it may be, they are looking at photos that tell the story of their business, of their respective services. So getting a proper photographer, such as yourself, with the proper experience and the proper planning is essential for businesses, small, medium, large. Correct again?
Yes, that's right.
There you go. Correct again. The term in-the-moment photography, it's important for businesses. That approach usually captures the essence of an event, a meeting, a networking session, whatever a business is involved in. Should businesses continue to use that approach to project the story about the services that they're offering, that in-the-moment photography situation?
Yes, I love candids. I come from a photojournalism background, and capturing those action shots in meetings or even at a podium, the natural shots versus the pose, really makes a big difference. Authenticity.
Okay. All right. In-the-moment photography, something that's very, very important to remember for a business, again, small, medium, or large. The changes in technology, whether it be computing, photography, of course, are constant. I mean, they're just mind-boggling. There is most definitely less of a demand for hard copy photos and more of a demand for online photos. Now, based on the research I've done, companies are also continuing to purchase online images to tell the story of their respective businesses, as opposed to using a traditional photographer like yourself. Is something lost in the process when a business goes to a computer, goes online, and purchases online images as opposed to using a photographer like yourself?
I think so. These stock photography is probably good in a pinch if you have a same-day deadline to purchase something and download it right away. But again, we go back to authenticity. People want to see the actual person they're calling on the phone, not a stock photo of someone with a headset.
Exactly.
They want to show the people what they're actually going to get.
And they want to see the offices of the business, and they want to see the staffs of the businesses, and they want to see illustrations of the services, if at all possible, that the businesses offer. So our advice is, based on what Barbara Hansen just said, if at all possible, use a traditional photographer. The online stock photos are okay, but illustrate what your company is all about by using a photographic consultant like Barbara Hansen. Was I on target with that?
Absolutely,
I was on target with that. Thank you. It's 1140.
Right on target.
There you go. Thank you, Barbara. It's 1140 on WVOX 1460 AM. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. We thank you for joining us this morning here on 1460 AM, as well as live on WVOX.com. We are speaking about the proper photographic processes for businesses, the importance, the very, very importance of the proper processes for businesses. If you have a question for Barbara Hansen, we'd love to hear from you. Our number here at WVOX 1460 AM is 914-636-0110. Again, that's 914-636-0110. We'd love to hear from you here at the studios of WVOX. We are live. Phone in. We'd love to chat. Barbara, businesses, again, based on the research I'm conducting, or I have conducted, businesses are continuing to use photos on merchandising materials, T-shirts, giveaways, promotional pieces, holiday gifts, etc. Is this trend continuing in the months ahead based on your estimation?
It's continuing and getting bigger. The big companies have been doing this for years, and now you see most businesses have pictures or logos on clothing, T-shirts, and hats, but now it's everything. Jackets, ties, hoodies, even soft drinks and bottled water.
Very
have
true.
Pictures and logos on them now.
Very
so
true.
You have it right in your customers' hands.
You know where else you're seeing it? And this is unbelievable. You're seeing it on the vehicle of a business. You're stuck in traffic or you're driving down the highway and you see so-and-so Inc., and you see massive illustrations on the side of a van or massive illustrations, massive photos on the side of a vehicle. So I think you're right. I think that's continuing. Do many of your clients utilize that approach, Barbara?
They do, and it used to be postcards for direct mail, but now it's more of the clothing and gift items.
Okay, and these businesses utilizing that process, are they larger-sized businesses, medium-sized businesses?
Oh, it's everyone is doing
it. Everyone, even the smaller businesses.
Even small businesses now have realized the benefit of the giveaway items.
Right, and this is across the board, whether it's construction, whether it's realty management, whether it's real estate brokerage, whether it's a home builder or a remodeler, we're seeing more and more of that.
Yes, just to have, you know, an item that your potential customers can have on hand and keep.
So members
your
of
name
the,
in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So members of the building, realty and construction industry, as well as members of the general business community, take note. Use those photos. Again, tell the story of your business. Tell the services that your business offers by using those photos. As I hate to bring up that old cliche, Barbara, but it really is true. A picture is worth a thousand words. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 11:44 a.m. here on WVOX 1460 a.m. You're listening to Building Knowledge. Interactive photos. Interactive photos, Barbara. Utilizing social media and interaction, providing present or real-time shots as an event unfolds, is a current popular trend, which is, it's pretty amazing. You could watch an event online as the event is unfolding, whether it's a business convention, whether it's a business meeting, whether it's a business luncheon. Do you see those trends continuing and growing on a larger scale?
Yes, and getting bigger.
Getting bigger. Wow.
We now have a Wi-Fi capability in the cameras. So as you shoot an event, you can transfer those pictures to a computer and they can be uploaded instantly online or to a printer.
Instantly.
Instantly.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So Barbara Hansen could be at a general membership meeting of the Building and Realty Institute. It can be 8:15, okay? 8:15 in the evening. She takes a few shots of the meeting. She then gets those shots and she can actually transport them to a social media site that the Building and Realty Institute uses or to the Building and Realty Institute website. So a person who is not at the event can feel like he or she is at the event.
We absolutely can do that on site, and with an assistant, we can do it simultaneously as each photo is taken.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable, no question about it. And again, more and more businesses, small, medium, large, they're doing this.
Yes, they are. Wow. And also we have the video. So we're doing video of the meetings now too and uploading them to YouTube. And the BRI has their own YouTube channel now.
That is correct. That's very correct. So a member of the Building and Realty Institute who can't make a general membership meeting of the BRI or a membership meeting of one of its component associations, you do not have to worry because within a matter of 2 or 3 days, Barbara sends us the meeting on video. It's uploaded to our YouTube channel and it's there in living color on YouTube. And you are again almost at the meeting. Once you're watching this clip of the meeting itself, it's a long way from the late 80s, Barbara, if you think about it.
It is. Times sure have changed.
Yeah, it's a long way from the late 80s. It really, really is. 11:47 here on WVOX 1460 AM. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute, otherwise known as the BRI. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We are talking everything photography, everything photographic and the proper processes that businesses must use with Barbara Hansen, who is the principal of Hansen Photographic Services based here in New Rochelle and the consultant to the Builders Institute and the Building and Realty Institute in terms of the many, many photos that we use to illustrate what the Building and Realty Institute does on a weekly and monthly basis. And I failed to mention this, Barbara, in the intro. You are also the official photographer for Impact Newspaper, which is the official bi-monthly publication of the Builders Institute and the Building and Realty Institute. And 98.9% of the photos that you do see in Impact Newspaper are taken by none other than Barbara Hansen, who is our guest this morning. So Barbara Hansen is across the board, whether it's videos, whether it's photos being posted instantly onto a social media site, or photos being utilized for our monthly newspaper, Impact. Barbara Hansen is there. Barbara, another current trend. There are a lot of current trends in terms of photography. As I was preparing the show, I was really amazed at the number of current trends there are in terms of photography. But another current trend is the process of having photographers ask their customers in advance on how they intend to use the photos a consultant such as yourself will be taking, whether it be Facebook, whether it be the website of that business, whether it be other social media outlets such as LinkedIn. That is very popular right now. Do you see that continuing?
Yes, because there's a difference in how you're going to photograph something if it's for a publication like Impact, or if it's for Facebook, or if it's for a poster. So you need to know in advance so you can shoot the images in the proper style, but also you want the correct resolution.
Absolutely. I guess that illustrates just how important communication is between the photographer and the client, the business representative. If you just show up at the event, the photographer, someone like yourself, or the client, and you try to plan what you're going to do moments before the event begins, you lose something. You lose something in terms of the planning and the structure that you want and how you want the event to be projected. So that communication process is so important. So what Barbara Hansen always does is, I call her a few days, for example, before the Building and Realty Institute events, and we talk about what we need. We talk about who we want to tape, who we want to photograph, how extensive those processes will be. And once we get to the event, there's no pressure to decide, should we do A, should we do B, should we do C? Bottom line, and we don't mean to preach to business representatives, but the bottom line, planning in advance is critical. Jovan behind the glass tells me we have a call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Building Knowledge. Go right ahead with your question.
Yeah, I remember reading about Barbara in one of your Impact newspapers that she was a forensic photographer when she was down in Florida for one of the county's police agencies or whatever. And what exactly is a forensic photographer? Because I would think that's pretty hefty responsibility.
It's photographing the evidence at a crime scene.
And that must require a lot of diligence and precision in terms of, I guess, covering the crime scene for the law enforcement officials.
Oh yes, it does, and also being available 24/7. It's something.
How long did you do that, Barbara? How long were you involved in that process?
That was for a couple of years, and then okay. I got into the newspaper business as a photojournalist. And in 1984, I came to New York to shoot for magazines and companies.
Oh, okay. Well, we thank the caller for calling in. That was an interesting question. And Barbara, I have to admit, I didn't know that about you. That's very, very interesting. Forensic photography, very, very, very good. There's another thing I forgot to mention. You were a photojournalist for a magazine and for a number of daily newspapers, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. That's pressure. I come from a daily newspaper background, so I admire anyone who's in that area because that is the very definition of pressure. Right,
definitely,
Barbara?
It's definitely good training. You have to be prepared for anything, and you learn many different aspects of photography.
And again, how things have changed from the days when you or I when you and I were in the daily newspaper pressure situation, if we had then what is available now, it would have made our lives a lot easier, I would think. Correct?
Yes, certainly would. And when I started, it was only black and white photography.
That's very true. That's another key point, absolutely. I'm a business. I provide clients with the ability to get merchandise with their photos, online albums, photo storage, other types of options. That is another popular process. It's called the value-added approach. Are you a believer in that, Barb?
Oh, yes, I am. And I do provide merchandise with the photos. We can do a shoot and pick a photo and put the order in instantly, so you'll have things turned around in a couple days.
Wow. So that's sort of like a package deal. I use Hanson Photographic Services. Hanson photographs my event, and I get online albums, photo storage capabilities, and other services. Not a bad situation. Not a bad situation at all. And you see this happening across the board by all photographic consultants who are working on behalf of clients involved in all types of businesses, correct?
Yes, most photographers are expanding and providing the online albums and the storage.
Okay. We're nearing 11:55. We have a few minutes left here on Building Knowledge on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. We thank you for joining us this morning. Barbara, the industry trends of digital photography, social media, the utilization of smartphones, tablets, and endless online services. I mean, they are growing at constant paces. Do you see that continuing? Do you see those changes and those processes growing and progressing as the months and the years go by?
Yes, it's absolutely growing. And the technology is incredible. The camera phones now can take a better picture than my camera from 5 years ago.
Incredible. I'm a business. I have LinkedIn. I have a Facebook account. How much of a photographic presence as a business owner or a business manager should I utilize on my LinkedIn account? Let's start with that. Should it be 60% type, 40% photos, or is that the choice of the business itself? What would your advice be?
The pictures are important. They have to be big and above the fold, so to speak, like in the newspaper business. Relating it to online, you'd say when you first go to a website, you see the pictures.
Okay.
So you don't have to scroll down.
All right. So the photos should be there. They should be prominent. And the LinkedIn page and the Facebook page should have a good number of photos, again, that tell the story of the respective business and the services that that respective business offers.
The large photos get attention and need to be updated frequently, too. People want to see new material.
Current stuff.
Yes.
Absolutely. So that's a key point. I'm glad you brought that up. Update your Facebook page. Update your LinkedIn page as much as you can. Someone goes on your LinkedIn page. Someone goes on your Facebook page and sees an event from 2007. Not good. Not good.
Right.
Absolutely
keep
not.
Keep updating.
Absolutely. We want to see events from 2016, 17, 18. We don't want to go too far back 10 years. That's projecting an image of your business not being in touch. Correct.
That's correct, Jeff.
All right, so
keep things current.
That's great. So good amount of photos on your LinkedIn account if you're a business. Good amount of photos on your Facebook account if you're a business. And keep them current. And also update the text on those outlets as well. It has to be current, and again, it has to describe the services that your business offers. Barbara, we have 3 minutes left. It's 11:57 here on WVOX 1460 AM. Barbara, you're very active in our area's business community. Barbara works maybe 6-7 nights a week at meeting functions and at events of businesses and so forth. Are you finding members of the business community are remaining upbeat about economic conditions. Most of our guests throughout 2018 here on Building Knowledge have said they are continuously seeing upbeat attitudes from members of the business community. Are you getting that sense from your client?
Yes, at the meetings, people are talking about how their businesses are picking up, and mine certainly has as well. I opened a second studio in Midtown now.
In Manhattan?
Yes.
I did not know that. So wow, congratulations.
Is up, and I am, well, this is my busy season, but at least for me in the service industries, it is.
That is
but
great.
Talk so, out there, the others are as well.
Okay, so you're agreeing with this consistent upbeat trend that we receive from members of the business community, the local business community here in the Westchester and Mid-Hudson region. Everything is still thumbs up. Everything is still very positive.
Yes, thumbs up.
And if you're opening a second office in Midtown Manhattan, that is proof. That is absolutely proof that the business community is doing well. Barbara, real quick, if someone wants to get in contact with you, what's the best way?
The website is hansonphotographics.morephotos.com. My number is 914-629-5148.
Barbara Hanson, Hanson Photographic Services, many thanks. Many thanks as well to our audience this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. We hope you join us next Friday, 11:30 a.m., for another segment of our program. A good weekend to all.